Buckle up, folks. I've got riffs in my head and rage in my gut. Riddle me this. What took nearly 20 years and three major studios to finally bring He-Man back to life in a blockbuster film? All right, let's get into it. I'm Vixie Steele. This is Truth Amplified. And today I am caffeinated, irritated, and ready to throw a chair at anyone who says development hell is just a vibe. It's a graveyard with filing cabinets, mate. Masters of the Universe 2026. A proper sword and sorcery smackdown, finally giving us Eternia the way it always should have been. None of that mostly on Earth nonsense like the 1987 Dolph Lundgren flick. Respect to Dolph, by the way. He pops up here in a cheeky gym cameo as a macho man. Classy baton pass. The new one is a live-action epic that actually lives on Eternia, with Castle Grayskull looming, Snake Mountain brooding, and Skeletor being the absolute bastard he's meant to be. Nicholas Galitzine steps in as Prince Adam and He-Man, Camila Mendes as Teela, Idris Elba as Duncan, Alison Brie as Evil Lynn, and Jared Leto as Skeletor with that cold sorcerer energy. Amazon MGM pushed it into US theatres in June 2026 after a premiere at the TCL Chinese Theatre in May 2026. Sony handled the overseas push. Projections had it at 30 to 35 million opening weekend, with 4.4 million in previews. Solid baseline. And listen, the score slaps, because Daniel Pemberton and Brian May put rock teeth on an orchestral beast. Finally, someone gets it. Now the fun part. The road here was a bloody odyssey. Look, 2007, people mumbling about John Woo, nothing real. 2009, Warner Brothers bails and Sony grabs the rights. Then it's musical chairs, Mike Finch and Alex Litvak write. John M. Chu flirts. Terry Rossio jumps in. Jeff Wadlow takes a swing. Christopher Yost rewrites. McGee steps up, steps out. David S. Goyer aims for a Lord of the Rings-sized blowout, and the studio goes, nah, too expensive. Then Aaron and Adam Nee. Then Art Markham and Matt Holloway. Castings come and go. Noah Centineo in, out. Kyle Allen in when Netflix buys it in 2022, training like a beast. And then, in 2023, Netflix torpedoes the thing after spending $30 million on development. Jesus Christ. So, how did it finally land? Amazon MGM swoops in late 2023, signs Travis Knight in 2024, brings in Chris Butler to rewrite, locks Nicholas Galitzine, lands Camila Mendes, Alison Brie, Idris Elba, and confirms Jared Leto. Cameras finally roll in January 2025 at Sky Studios Elstree, with Fabian Wagner behind the lens, Guy Hendricks Dias on production design, Richard Sale on costumes, Paul Rubel cutting the thing, VFX armies like ILM, D-Neg, Rodeo FX and Cinesite making Beastman and Battlecat snarl for real. By June 2025, they wrap. By 2026, it's in our eyeballs. That is the definition of escaping the pit. Why does it work? Travis Knight, mate. To be fair, the guy is the quiet assassin of spectacle. After Laika and Bumblebee, he knows how to make big movies breathe like human stories. He walks into a franchise that's been chewed by four studios and a small country's worth of writers, and he says, strip it down. It's Eternia. It's Adam. It's power as identity, not power as just a shiny sword. Chris Butler threads in the Nee brothers and David Callahan's DNA, and suddenly this Frankenstein script has a pulse, a rhythm, a heart. That's what I'm talking about. Quick plot hit for the uninitiated. Adam got whisked off Eternia as a kid, grows up in Oklahoma City of all places, working human resources. Yeah, no, HR. He doodles Eternia in notebooks like a man with two lives. He finds the Sword of Power in a comic shop because the universe has a sense of humour. Beastman crashes the party, and Teela drags him home. Eternia is under Skeletor's boot. Public punishments, Mossman among the dead, King Randor gone. Snake Mountain's chewing the skyline, the sorceress is guarding Grayskull like a last lighthouse. Adam doubts himself, because of course he does. Then Skeletor shatters the damn sword, stabs Adam, and the sorceress says the quiet truth out loud. The power isn't the blade, it's you. Adam reanimates the sword from within, turns Skeletor into cosmic dust, Evil Lynn legs it. Epilogue 6 months later, Queen Marlena on the throne, Adam steps into the He-Man name properly, and his Earthmate Hussein shows up like, holy hell, you weren't lying. Post-credits, Orko winks from the margins, Princess Adora is throwing down in the Fright Zone, and Evil Lynn scoops up Skeletor's skull like a promise. Hell yeah, now we're talking. Now, the spicy bit. Did Netflix make a mistake cancelling after dropping 30 million in development? My take? Absolutely. Number one, synergy, people. They already had an animated Masters of the Universe series warming up fans. A live-action tentpole would have closed the loop, cross-promoted, and kept eyeballs locked. Number two, sunk costs are not strategy, but bailing after spending that much just handed the win to someone else. Amazon MGM basically picked up the baton and ran the victory lap to a theatrical crowd. Number three, creative missteps. If your budget bar is too afraid of creatures and world building, you don't buy Eternia in the first place. Amazon MGM solved it by partnering with Sony internationally, building a release strategy that matched the scope. Netflix blinked and lost the sword. Simple as. Disagree with me? Go on, tell me why I'm wrong. Hit the comments, because unless you can explain why walking away from a brand with a built-in multi-generational fandom makes business sense in a content war, I've had it with this fucking nonsense. Before I get too sanctimonious, quick personal tangent. Back in my day, people had fucking standards about ticketing, but I queued for hours to see a band I loved. The system crashes, tour gets cancelled that same night. I'm gutted. I duck into a pub to sulk, and who's at the sticky table near the loo? The band. No entourage, no PR clowns. We talk shop about riffs and crappy monitors. They scribble me a set list they never got to play. That flipped the script. Didn't get the show I paid for, got a story I still tell. Unexpected outcomes, mate. Just like this film. Decades of chaos, and then the right room, the right people, and bang, the thing actually sings. Listen, I'm exhausted just reliving the studio ping pong. Warner Brothers to Sony to Netflix to Amazon MGM. What fresh disaster is this? 18 years to get a tiger to roar and a villain to cackle when the blueprint was right there. But respect where it's due, they landed it. And the bit that matters, the movie says the power's in you, not in the shiny artifact. I swear that's the good shit right there. All right, I'm Vixie Steele. This was Truth Amplified. Go watch Masters of the Universe if you want a blast of myth with a guitar snarl. And if you're sitting on a project holding a sword by the hilt for 20 years, swing the bloody thing already. We'll call that a win. Tune in tomorrow. I'll be louder, angrier, and probably saying fuck a lot more.